Blog Talk Radio
presents Blog Radio Show.
Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I hope everybody had a happy Father's Day today. Believe it or not, I've never celebrated one. My dad passed when I was five, so I never, ever had a Father's Day. Isn't that crazy? But anyway, to me, it's just another day. But we've got our favorite psychic back, psychic medium Michelle Palmieri, and everybody loves her. So I love her for doing this for us and for you guys, and can't thank her enough. But we figured today would be a good day. Maybe folks would want to hopefully hear from their dads or other loved ones, or if you have any questions. But Michelle's going to take it from there, so let's get Michelle on the line. Hey, Michelle Palmieri, everybody. Welcome, Michelle. How are you, honey?
Good. How are you, hon?
I'm okay. I couldn't hear you when you called. I wasn't hooked up. I don't know what the heck was... pardon me.
I got nervous.
I got nervous
that I had the wrong number.
No. I got nervous that I couldn't find you because we've got a lot of callers in the queue already. It's crazy.
Wow.
I mean, everybody loves
That's
you.
Awesome.
Yeah, everybody
That's
loves
awesome.
You. Everybody that you've read for on the show, including myself, since you've read for me, I mean, you're just so on the money, and everybody loves it, absolutely loves it.
Thank you.
Now, let's let everybody, real quick, we're going to do a trivia question tonight. So to win a free half-hour reading, personal reading with Michelle, and they're going to revolve around Father's Day. I might have to change that because they're probably all Googling Father's Day now.
There you go.
I don't like cheaters.
No, I know.
I don't like cheaters. But
well,
before we start.
Up.
Right. Before we start, I can't find your. Oh, my God, I'm a mess. I actually have been sleeping, Michelle. I went away to Arizona. And,
oh, I saw your pictures. They're beautiful.
But what an exhausting trip. Yeah, what an exhausting trip for me. What they did for me, I mean, my goodness. They dragged me from one end of the state to the other. So unbelievable. I mean, I was just exhausted. I still not caught up on my sleep. So let's everybody know about your book. Can you tell everybody about the book?
Sure. So it's called Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven, and it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, or you can get it from me. It's basically a lot of little stories about different readings that I've, you know, reading experiences that I've had with families and people, you know, one-on-one readings that they have allowed me to tell their stories. Which I think are very inspirational. I think that people will, I've been told people laugh and cry and get a great deal of comfort from the stories that are in there. And the center chapters in the book, chapter 12, tells about my experience in Newtown and how I was led there by a few of the children. And how I actually was led to the graveside of one of the children, Jesse Lewis, and met his mother, and she wrote about our meeting in her book, Nurturing Healing Love. She writes about it in there, and I tell it from a different perspective
right.
In my story.
And it was Jesse was Jesse the one that stood up to the shooter?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. There was one of the kids. That said some. I forgot what they said. What did they say?
So when Adam Lanza his magazine jammed in the gun, Jesse knew at that point that that was an opportunity for people to run. So he told everybody to run, and he kind of stayed behind a little bit. And that's when, you know, Adam turned on him.
Well, let's hope we have less of that, because it's just crazy times we're living in right now, my friends. But
it really is.
Yeah, it's just crazy. It's unbelievable. So, well, why don't we take our first caller? Hon? Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say something because, you know, with that, it was such a tragedy. But I do want to say that when the children come through, they always come through and want to let people know that they're okay. They want their families to know they're okay. They want their families to know they love them. So hopefully that's a comfort even to some of us who, you know, even though we didn't have family members there, still there are plenty of people who are worried about that, you know, worried about the children and have asked me that. What do they say when they come over, when they come through? So.
Right. Well, you know, supposedly it's a better place, and hopefully they are living the lives that they were meant to live in a happier place. And I got to say, with all the craziness going on here, I'm sure they're in a better place. But anyway, but we've had Miss Tia holding for quite some time. So why don't we welcome her to the show? Hold on one minute. Let's get her on the line. Hi, Tia. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri. How are you today? Happy Father's Day.
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course. What can Michelle do for you today?
I'm just wondering if my dad, Russ, in heaven has any messages for me.
Mm.
Okay. And what was your dad's name, hon?
Russ.
Ross? Okay, sorry, I didn't hear that. Okay. So he's like right there with you. But I'm laughing because he had a really good sense of humor.
He does.
He really does. And, you know, he worries about you, though. He worries about you at times because he says, he says that people sometimes say things, and how do I say this? That there's people that make comments sometimes, and that people don't always have the same experience that we have or the same knowledge that we have. And he feels like you have a lot of people. He keeps telling me you have a lot of people in your life who are spouting off, and he's using the word spouting off like advice to you without really understanding where you're at.
Yeah.
He talks about the canoe. Is the canoe he's talking? He keeps showing me like a boat, like a canoe or a kayak.
He had a boat when he had passed away, issues with that, with family members, but.
So it was a boat. But he talks about there's a little bit of I want to use the word rift with people.
Yeah.
And how long he hasn't been gone that long?
About 5 years.
5 years.
Or 5 years.
But
yeah.
He says that people are still kind of struggling with this. They're still kind of struggling with things with this.
I know I am.
I'm sorry, hon?
I said I know I am struggling with it still.
Mm. Absolutely. But he talks about three. So there's three of you. You and then you have two siblings.
I have yes, yeah.
Okay, because he talks about the three. Okay. Did you have a specific question for him?
No, I just been thinking. He's been on my mind a lot lately, and then with it being Father's Day, I just didn't know if he had any messages for me. I'm struggling a lot right now in life, so. Didn't know if maybe.
Okay. And I think that's where he's saying too that, you know, you need people are really good at spouting off advice, but they don't really understand the full situation. He says that you have been the one that's kind of been handling everything, and he thanks you for that. He says he left a little bit of a mess behind.
A little bit. It didn't need to be, but it turned into that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, of course he didn't mean to. But he's saying, you know, it was a little bit of a mess that I left behind. And I kind of, you know, I apologize for that. He also says you ask him all the time if he forgives you. He says, you don't need to ask that. What is he? He says, I don't need to forgive you for anything. And he says, you are always my daughter, no matter what. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Because, you know, he says you keep asking him, and he just wants you to know that there's nothing to be forgiven for, hon. You did everything you needed to do, and he understands the choices and the decisions that you've made.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And know that he's with you. What is his sign for you? He talks about the cardinal for you.
I'm not sure what that would mean.
Okay. Okay. He keeps talking about the cardinal, and, you know, sometimes people have a specific sign that they look for that remind them of their loved ones, and some people even talk about it with their loved ones before they pass that, you know, well, when you see the bluebird, that's me, or when you see a feather, I'll send you a feather. So I apologize.
Mine's a butterfly. Mine's a butterfly for my mom.
Yeah, he loved birds, so
there you go.
There you go. Yep.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you so much. No, I appreciate it.
Tia, you wanna try and win a free reading?
I sure will, yeah.
Okay. What was the first when did someone come up with the idea for Father's Day?
Ooh, good question.
Gosh, I have no clue. I wouldn't even know where to even guess on that one.
Oh.
Are you looking for a year?
A date. Yeah, date and year.
Ooh, yeah.
We'll give you 5 seconds.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know how to guess on it.
Well, at the end of the show, Michelle is going to be giving away a copy of her book and I believe a couple of keychains. So we'll see if you're a lucky winner, and we'll give you a call after the show and get your information.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this very much.
Thank you. You have a great day, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye. Take care. All right. Oh, boy. Let's see who we got on the line now. Let's see. This is 703 area code. Let's see. Hi, welcome to the Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri. Do you have a question for Michelle?
Hi, it's Andrea.
And what's your name?
I want to Andrea, I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi, Andrea.
I want to thank you for the keychain at the last show.
Oh, great.
Oh, aren't they really pretty? I love those keychains.
We've got a repeat offender.
I do. I love those keychains.
Yes, they're so cute.
Very nice.
Yes. Yes. But I wanted to give you an update on my job search. So remember you were talking about the job thing. So I took your advice and actually had 3 interviews last week. So we will see what happens.
Well, Andrew, awesome. Are you the one that had to travel real far for a crappy job?
Yes. Yes, that's me.
But I
well, good luck.
You sound so much lighter tonight.
Yes.
Your energy just sound very different to me than you did last week.
Well, hopefully one of these
awesome.
Two will come through.
Oh,
yeah.
I think so.
Well,
but
you
the thing
have
is, they on Wednesday they said, oh, by the way, we're going to switch up your job, so you have to do this job on Monday with this hours in this job. I said, I don't even know how to do this job, so they expect me to do this job on Monday, and I don't even know how to do it because they're going to train 2 other people to do it my job, so I don't know how to do this job. So I don't know. It's just the office is terrible. It's like, how do you expect me to do a job I don't even know how to do it?
Mm.
Just do the best you can. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
And you know, like you said, you know you don't want to stay there. So do the best you can while you're there and just keep booking. Keep putting those feelers out.
Well, my thing is the rainbow. My father passed away, I think, like a week after my birthday, about 3 years ago. But every time I see the rainbow, I have a really funny story real fast. So my father, everybody lived in California. And when I went for the funeral, it just rained the entire day. And as everybody was leaving, all of a sudden the rain stopped and out came this rainbow from like end to end, this rainbow. So every time a rainbow comes, I just know he's looking over somehow.
Gorgeous.
That's
gorgeous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a client who talks about the rainbow all the time, and I have to tell you, her husband never fails to send her a rainbow. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Michelle, I'm sorry. Yeah. Andrea, do you have a question for Michelle, or you just want to see what she's got for you?
Oh, no, I just wanted to give an update. I mean, do you think one of these other two jobs will come through? Because I don't know how much longer
I think you're definitely going to hear back from one of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you're definitely going to hear back. And, you know, I think it's even going to be better than what you think. I think that the offer that they make to you is going to be better than you think. Because I have a feeling that there's this doubt in your mind of, you know, well, this is kind of like a way out. Maybe I have to just kind of take this. But I think it's going to be better than what you're thinking. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's hope so. Yes.
And I think that it's going to be a job that's going to let you expand and use the skills that you have, because I feel like you're not able to use fully what you know right now.
No, you're correct. Correct. So, yeah.
Very nice.
There we go.
Well, thank you for the update.
We would love to know. Let us know.
I will.
Yeah, you have to let us know.
I will definitely know when you come back on how that goes.
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody loves Michelle, and I love her, and I'm hoping that she wants to do a once a month or once every 2 month thing. We're going to talk about that, her and I, and, you know, so far she's been, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, she's spot on.
Yeah, I love it.
Spot on.
Right,
yeah, thank you.
Well, you want to try and answer a question for a chance to win a free personal reading from Michelle?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to the Father Day thing.
But I was going to do a different one.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. It's related to Father's Day.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know who the president was that said, let's do Father's Day? Let's make it Father's Day.
Oh, I don't have a clue.
Oh, my God.
No.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Don't have a clue.
All right. No, that's okay. But at the end, like I said to Tio, we're going to pick someone at the end for possibly keychain and book. So you're still in the room.
Okay, awesome. Okay.
Right, well,
have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much for calling. It was great hearing from
you.
You're
welcome. You too.
All right, take care. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
So
two
questions, Joanne.
Yes, ma'am.
Two questions from me. Will you tell us the answers at the end?
Of course. I'm hoping somebody gives us the answer.
I want to know. And we might have to draw a name.
I think so. I told you I was going to do the Father's Day question. You said, should we do
that's
a question?
Okay.
I said, sure, why not? So I did my research, and that's what we're coming up with. So let's see who we've got. Who's that? 707. We've got, wait a minute. Oh, we've got another 707. This one, let me write this down. That was Andrea. So this one is, hold on. I'm writing the numbers down because once they go, I don't see them again. So this ends in 4412. Let's see who we got. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri. What's your name?
Hi, Valerie.
Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Valerie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for calling. Do you have a question for Michelle, or do you want her to just see what she's feeling?
Well, I kind of want a psychic reading, if that's possible.
Okay, sure.
Let it rip.
Rather than that, you see a relationship coming, and also do you see an increase in finances, or will I get... another source of income.
Okay, so relationship and finances. Okay, so let's talk about the relationship at first. I feel like you have your guard up. I feel like you want a relationship, but I feel like you have your guard up. And I feel like there's been your last breakup, was that fairly recent?
Oh, no.
No. Okay, but I just feel like you have this wall up. You have your guard up. And I feel like it's up pretty high. So it's going to take somebody really proving to you that they want to be there to kind of knock that down for you. I don't think you have a problem meeting people. I don't think that you have a problem meeting people. I think it's the having them match your energy, right? Having them fit into what you've already built, right? And I think you want somebody that's going to contribute to your life, right? I don't get from you that you are this type of person that needs to have somebody. You want to have somebody, and you want that person right. that is going to contribute to your life. Otherwise, it's
correct.
Not worth it.
Yeah,
I think
correct.
And I think that's very smart of you. And I think that you will find that person. But I think that you have to. How do I say this? Let your guard down just a little bit, and because I think that the person that this is going to be will be somebody. Maybe not the typical person that you're attracted to or the typical person that you would give the time of day to.
I keep hearing that, and I don't understand.
Okay. Well, you know, I think we're all guilty of this, and I think women and men are guilty of this. We have a type, so to speak, in our mind, or we think that, you know, the person has to be a certain way or, you know, look a certain way or have a certain job or whatever, and whether we consciously do that or unconsciously do that, you know, cutting people off before we even give them a chance. And sometimes we have to like let that guard down and, you know, look at the person and I try and go by the person, how they make me feel, how they treat me. And again, what can they bring to the relationship?
Hmm. Right. And that's what I agree with that. But when I hear this, it's like, oh, God, is he going to be something I would never consider? You know, it doesn't
no.
have a good.
No, right? Because you're saying you have your, like, your ideals or your standards or, you know, yes, you want somebody that takes care of themselves and somebody, so I get that. I'm talking more about, you know, some people that have these, I don't even know if you can call them standards, but these requirements, they have to be, and I don't know that this is what you know, your specific requirements, but, you know, I do know people that are like, well, you know, he has to have a specific job or, you know, a specific car, or the car's not, you know, this or that. And mm-hmm. Maybe you usually like businessmen, and maybe he's, you know, maybe he's a mechanic, or maybe he's a teacher, or you know what I'm saying?
Right. My standards are not, you know, extra high. I think it's within yeah. normal for the life I've lived up until now. I'm not a spring chicken or anything like this. So, you know, once you get
yeah.
up, yeah.
Okay. But I think it is out
curious.
There for you.
I was just curious, when do you see that? I get readings all the time, and they
yeah.
say around the corner has come a lot of years around the corner.
around the corner, yeah. So I keep hearing August, and I'm being honest with what I'm hearing. I'm hearing August. I feel like there's some kind of a picnic. Not family picnic. I don't know if this is like a business picnic or just something. It feels like spur of the moment. So something I think you're going to be invited to last minute.
Okay.
And so go, because I think your first instinct, this is one of those times where, you know, your first instinct might be, yeah, I don't know if I really want to go do that. I don't really know these people. But I think that's what you need to do when you get
okay.
that invitation.
And
so I think it's going to be around August. Absolutely.
Okay. And
so
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to answer your question about the finances.
Okay, I was just wondering, too, is it long-term?
Oh, yes.
Okay, beautiful.
Yes, it will be long-term. Absolutely, because
okay.
I think this person is going to want the same things as you do, and I feel like he might be a couple years older than you.
Okay.
And he's going to be more settled.
Beautiful.
You know, mm-hmm. And maybe that's the difference. Maybe, I don't know if you normally date people who are like a year or two older than you, if you date younger, but it feels like this person is a little bit more settled and you know, is bringing that maturity to the relationship.
Okay, great.
Very nice.
Okay.
I guess we can move to the finances now.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
I think the finances, I keep hearing the finances are going to be a little tight for a while. I think you're doing okay, though. I feel like, you know, I keep hearing she's doing okay.
Right.
It's just you
I want some money to do some repairs around the house. I don't want to take out a loan. I would much prefer to earn the money somehow.
Right. It's like the extras that you know, but it's like otherwise you're doing
right.
Okay.
Right, correct.
Yeah. But I think that the money is coming. I think it's going to be coming from, let me put my thoughts into this a little bit.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to, because I do feel like there is something coming for you. I keep hearing a lump sum. Like a lump sum, you're going to get a lump sum.
That would be totally unexpected.
Yeah. Well, this would be unexpected, and it's going to be like from, I want to say like out of the blue, something unexpected, out, you know, and definitely like a lump sum. I don't think it's going to be, you know, you're not going to become a millionaire, but I think it's
right.
going to be a good enough chunk to get you over the hump and get you on the right track.
And hopefully
so that you feel better.
Hopefully this doesn't come from somebody that it'll come from a good source.
True.
Bad source. No.
Right.
What was that?
No, it doesn't feel like a passing. No, it doesn't feel like that.
Oh, good. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Because I was thinking about returning back to work, but I've been out of the field for quite a long time, so I don't know if that was a possibility.
Well, what was your field of work?
I was in the medical field, healthcare.
Medical field, I was going to say. Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you feel like that's what you need to do too, I mean, maybe is that the lump sum? Maybe if you sign on somewhere, you get a lump sum bonus for signing on. Is that where I'm picking that up from then?
Sometimes there's a sign-on bonus, yes.
Yeah, so maybe that's what I'm picking up on. But I definitely see the money coming to you.
Will it be
very
before
nice.
Before September?
Before September?
Yeah, before the winter, because the things I have to get done, I need to get those done before the close
yeah.
of summer, or the house.
So I think that there's going to be, like I said, I think there'll be a lump sum. I don't think it's going to be everything that you need, but I think that you'll be able to prioritize and get done most of what you need by September. September, October. I want to say September, October.
Sounds good. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
One thing at a time.
Exactly. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like, we can get what we need sometimes, but sometimes we might have to prioritize. It may not come all at once. We have to,
absolutely.
We have to work
yeah.
with everything, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm prioritizing what needs to be done now and what could wait, you know, to later. Things like that. Because
yeah.
everything doesn't have
yeah.
to be done at once. No.
Right.
All right.
I can't
well,
wait
Valerie,
to August. Oh, this is great.
Yeah. Hang on to
but
August.
Let us know
yeah.
Because Valerie, I always love to know. So I love updates. So if you feel like updating me at any point, I love that.
And by the way, Valerie, Michelle does free psychic readings on Facebook as well. You can find her on Facebook, Michelle Wilkins Palmieri, if you want to friend her. And you could follow her to see when she goes live and get readings there. And she also has her book out, Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven. You could email her at healingmedium1@gmail.com.
Yes, gmail.com.
At gmail.com. And she could be reached at 860-834-3559 for personal readings if you guys want to reach out. But right now, Valerie, you've got a chance to win a free reading from Michelle. I had to go to pop culture because we're all out of the, I'm sure people are checking up on the internet on the Father's Day question. So I'll give those answers too. Here's your question. How many husbands did Liz Taylor have?
A bunch.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
I love that, yeah.
I need a number.
Oh. Let's go with 6.
Ah, you missed by 1. 7. But don't worry, you're still in the drawing. Nobody gets our questions right tonight. We're going to pick somebody at the end of the show, and we got your number, so if I call you after the show, we'll get your information, okay?
Okay, beautiful. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Valerie. Take care. God bless, okay?
Bye, Valerie. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, so for those who wanted the answers, Michelle, in 1910, June 19th, 1910, a young lady, Sonora Smart Dodd, wanted to celebrate her Civil War father after everybody celebrating Mother's Day. So she celebrated Father's Day in Spokane, Washington. Then in 1966, Lyndon B. Johnson said, "We will officially have Father's Day." But then in 72, Nixon made an official holiday, and it falls on every three Sundays of June, the third Sunday of June.
I never realized that it was not that long ago.
Yeah, right? You would think it was forever,
right?
I mean,
it is, but it isn't, right? I mean, yeah, I thought that it was just a forever thing, but... Oh.
Right. Well,
oh,
like Mother's Day, too. I wonder when Mother's Day came into play, too. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right, let's take our next one. We've got this one ends in 1351. Let's see who we've got on the line.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name? You're on with Michelle Palmieri. Hello? If your number ends in 1351, we're talking to you. Hello? Are you on hold or mute? Okay, we're going to let you go. Call back, please, if you'd like. All right, we got another one here. This one ends in 1062. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with psychic medium Michelle Palmieri. What's your name?
Hi, JoJo. My name is Marianne Wilson-Fire. Hi, Michelle.
I'm Marianne. How are you, hon?
I'm good. I just had an amazing reading with her the other day, so I don't know if she has anything new for me, but...
I was going to say, do we know each other? Because I heard JoJo. Not many people call me JoJo, so...
Oh, it was on your, it was on
no,
the...
No, that's fine. I thought maybe we knew each other, but we don't. So, but we know each other now. So thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. What can we do for
Perfect.
You?
Perfect. Well, I just wanted to see, like I said, if Michelle had anything new for me since I talked to her for an hour the other day.
Oh, my goodness, an hour. Well, how much more can she tell you? I'm kidding. Go ahead, guys. I'm
going to
sit back and listen.
So, okay. Oh, and Marianne is the one that I was talking about earlier that always, her husband always shows up with the rainbows.
Oh.
Always. Yes.
But he
always.
Didn't show up this week.
Oh.
No. But he didn't something else happen, though? We were, I can't remember what it was, but I know that he did something else for you.
Well, this morning I asked him to flick a light if he was here, and he did.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Hmm.
Let me give you a little bit of a reading. Can I connect with your dad a little bit? Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. The dad from the wedding picture.
Yes.
Now, that's your biological father?
That is my adoptive father.
That's your adoptive father. Okay. All right. But I have to say, in that picture, there was so much joy. And he comes through and he says to me that, you know, you always say the word adopted, and he says, I don't use that word. He says, I don't use that word.
Well, I try not to either. It's just to differentiate between the two of them.
Yeah. But this is him saying that, though. I never saw you that way. He wants to reassure you that I never saw you that way. He's funny. Why the coffee cups? He's talking about all the coffee cups.
Oh, I have a lot of mugs.
You do, but what about him? What's the coffee cups with him? Or you gave him? He talks about the coffee cup you gave him. Was there a mistake?
I'm sure I gave him plenty of mugs over the years.
He's talking about one in particular, though. It feels like did you pick one in error? And he's like, it said something funny on it.
Oh, I think there was one that I gave him that might have had a curse word on it.
Yeah.
Okay. He's kind of like, you know, he's laughing like that. Like, I don't know if she meant to give me this one or not. Okay. Okay. All right. He's also talking about the dancing. You practiced. He says you had to practice with him because he was not the best dancer. Although he loved to dance, he was not the best.
I mean, I took dance lessons when I was a kid.
He's talking about dancing with him. He's saying that,
well,
that you had
we,
to teach
you and I
him.
Went to the same high school, so it was the father-daughter dance every year.
Okay. What year did you graduate with me?
A year after you, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
A year after me. Okay. Oh, gosh. I won't say how many years our reunion is this year.
Yeah, because mine's next year.
Oh, God. Crazy. But I think the important thing here is to know that your dad, you know, he just loves you. And he just wants you to be happy. And he knows what you've been going through. And he keeps trying to tell you. Why does he keep saying go to the right? He keeps saying go to the right. He says, tell her to go to the right. Do you understand that?
Yeah, it's probably political.
Okay. Okay. Because he's saying, go to the right. Go to the right.
That's not going to happen.
Well,
thank you, Marianne. Thank you, Marianne.
Yeah.
No, my husband
Marianne,
was in the arts. That's not happening.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Huh?
Did you have any other questions? A specific question or?
No, I'm wondering when Paul's going to come through with the rainbow because he was supposed to this week and didn't.
Oh.
And he didn't. He will.
But he flicked the
he
light.
He flicked the light. I know. I think I would rather have him flick the light. But
well, we agreed when he was first diagnosed with cancer that he would send me rainbows.
Yeah,
I asked.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. Flicking the light would scare the crap out of me.
Well, when I asked him to, the light's been flickering anyway, so I kind of asked him to do it, and it flickered when I asked him to do it.
Right.
So it wasn't like unexpected that it would flicker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was
well, the
just
first
that it
time
Mary
and I met, there was a rainbow.
Yep.
The first time we met, I was doing a group. Actually, and
yeah.
All of a sudden, I just remember you got so emotional, and you're like, "There's a rainbow," and I just remember you telling us in a group about that. That was your husband.
That was amazing.
Cool, very nice. Wow. Well, Marianne, you want to try and win a free reading with Michelle? I've got a trivia question for you.
Of course, I do.
What insurance company has had a fictional spokesperson named Flo since 2008? You've got 5 seconds. One.
Progressive.
Ah, ding, 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 ding. We got a winner.
Yeah, yay.
Okay.
Now, am I in a drawing or did I actually win?
No, you won. You won. You answered the question. I'm trying to give easy ones. We started out hard on for it. We started out hard asking Father's Day questions, and nobody knew the answer. So, but Michelle said she'd give away a book, so maybe we could also do some more questions after that. So when we finish up the show, I'll give you a call and I'll get your information. Or Michelle, do you need her information? I believe you may already have it.
I actually have Marianne's information, so.
Well, there you go.
Marianne,
there
you can
go.
Reach out to me on Facebook, hon.
All right, my friend. I will talk to you soon.
Lovely. Okay. Thank you, Marianne.
Okay. Take care.
Take care. For those rainbows. Bye.
I will. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I can't believe she got it right. I didn't know if anybody was going to get that right.
Well,
I was trying not to.
She's on the, yeah, she's smart. I mean, not that,
yeah,
she's
trying
just,
not to
she's
be
good
too
like
hard.
That. She doesn't
get
nervous.
She kind of
just
ate those. I don't know if everybody can hear what I'm hearing, but you're like going in and out, like with your voice.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Hold on. Let me see. Okay. Is that better?
Much better. Yes. Yes. So
oh,
I don't know
okay.
if it was just
sorry
me hearing
that.
It or if everybody. That's okay. I just don't know if it was me. Well, we've got no one in the queue right now, so I guess I'm next.
Okay. I love that she throws herself in there.
I know. Well,
like
what am I going
to
do? I don't know.
Would you like to hear from Dad or who would you like to hear from?
I don't know.
Or...
I don't know. What's my mother got to say? She got anything for me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Your mom, wow, you were very close with Mom.
Yeah.
She talks about this being very hard for you, a little sadness, but she talks about being right there with you.
Mm.
She says that she has been with you, but she talks about the worrying and, wow, okay. I feel like I had said this to you before, but maybe not, that you have to allow others to learn their lessons and realize that it has nothing to do with you. Because you tend to internalize that. Well, and maybe I feel that way because it feels so real for you.
Mm-mm.
But I also have to tell you that Dad is there. And
mm.
I don't know how much you remember of your father or what you've heard of him, but he says to me that he had a very specific mindset on things that people, the way, you know, they should have things and have things done and do things.
Mm-hmm.
He also, yeah, okay. He says that he's really proud of you. Wow, Joanne, why all the music around you? He's talking about all the music around you.
Well, I love music. I'm a musician, and he was actually, I don't know if he was a musician, but he definitely was a writer. He would write poems, so, I mean, like I said, I don't remember him at all, so.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know if anybody had you know, filled you in on what he was like or anything, but he just talks about all the music because he's just showing me, like, music notes everywhere.
Mm.
He talks about – you have a brother?
Yeah.
Okay, because I keep hearing him – he says brother. All the pain. He keeps saying all the pain is gone. All the pain is gone. Do you understand that for him?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. But your mom, I want to go back to your mom, because she's talking about all the love in your, she calls it your family, but she says you've made friends and people you know have made them your family.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'd agree with
that. She talks about you being valued and loved by those around you. she says, are you kind of like the person that she keeps saying, I'm trying to think of how to say this, you always want to take people in and, like, cuddle them and nurse them back to health.
Yeah, I got to stop that.
because it can be difficult for you and can be draining, right? And sometimes the people that need that comfort is because they're lacking something, right? And we want to be caring and nurturing, but we have to be aware that we don't want them to drain all of our energy either,
right?
But Mom says she's been like that for forever.
Absolutely.
Yep. But and she also says that, you know, she didn't always say the right thing to you. Because she says you guys butted heads. I don't believe that.
Oh, I was
a bitch. She says there were times when you guys butted heads.
I was a bitch. I always had an attitude with her, and I should have never, but, you know, I made up for it in the end. I have no guilt or remorse now, so, you know.
Yeah, but because she says, you know, she apologizes, you know, and she's the one saying, I didn't always do the right thing, or I could have said things differently. Was this recently her birthday? She talks about somebody's birthday in the last couple of weeks.
What's this? June? She's April. So June, I've got nobody in June in the family. July. My brother is coming up in July. And
okay.
He's
so she's talking about birthday.
Yeah.
So it's either a few weeks behind or a few weeks coming up. So
yeah.
Is your brother. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And she also says for you, I feel this is relevant. Because the way she's saying this to me, tell her that there's never going to be a perfect time.
There never is, right?
Yeah. She said there's never going to be a perfect time. And that you, because you're putting something off, you're putting things off, and you keep saying, well, I'll do it when this happens, I'll do it when that happens.
Right.
And but she says that's your nature.
Right. True. It's true. I've got, I can't even tell you, I've got a million things to do, and I go to sit down and do one, and I'm like, I get overwhelmed because I don't know which one to do first, you know? And it's like,
yeah.
I wind up doing nothing because I get so overwhelmed. But anyway,
yeah.
Well, this isn't about me. We've got some callers, so I just figure we kill some time. So let's see. Let's try and get this 1351 connected again. All right, I'm going
to
connect you.
Okay.
Yeah, your number ends in 1351. We're picking you up. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Stacy. How are you?
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
Not bad at all.
Do you have a question for Michelle?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
So what is your question, or did you want me to kind of tell you what I'm getting for you?
I have a question, and you can tell me what you're getting from me.
Okay.
Two? Okay. So my question is this. Okay. So one of my good... She's like a mom to me. She passed away unexpectedly. I've been with her since the last 2 years. And since 2010, I believe it has been. And she just died unexpectedly. The last time I did a reading with her was in April. Normally I go to her like once a month or at least once every other month. And I've been, or, you know, but... I saw her in December, and after December, I think she went out on leave. She came back, I think, like in April, the beginning of April, and I saw her a few times in April because she has a big clientele, and she was only taking clients on Fridays and Saturdays. So you go in, you can only ask her like two or three like three questions at a time. So she would always tell me, hey, listen, just you have more questions. But she normally don't do. She says, come back the following week. Come back next Saturday, and I can answer more questions for you. And I did that at least maybe two or three times out of the month of April. So in May, I needed her because I had forgot something. Because I normally, like, if I forget something, I'll go back to her. And I had forgot something that I wanted to ask her. And then I texted her, like, around Mother's Day, which I was going to bring her a gift. And I told her, you know, let her know that, hey, I'm coming in on Saturday. And then she replies back and says, I'm in the hospital and I don't know when, you know, I'm going to be coming back to work. And she sounds regular. She doesn't sound nothing abnormal. The last time I did see her, she did lose some weight. And, you know, she said because, you know, she was in the hospital, because if you're going to be when you're in the hospital, you are, you know, you do lose weight. So I called Saturday to our shop just to let her, to see if she was in, so I know that I'll be in. Next Saturday, I was going to stop in, and then they told me that she passed away.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, you know, because she's a psychic, she's, you know, but she's good. She's been in business for, like, 30, 40 years. You know, she had political leaders that she would give, you know, tarot card readings on, you know. So she did predict, like, in the state that I live in, she did predict the governor, you know, decided to run, he went to see her sister. And they did tell him, you know, if you win, if, you know, they provide him, they helped him, you know, through, you know, the tarot card reading. So she's gone now, you know, so I'm shocked. I'm going to go by to the shop this week, you know, to get more information. Her funeral is coming up Saturday. So did she have a heart attack in the hospital? Did they do like some type of surgery on her? Because she was fine. She was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or you think she was sickly?
Or do I think what?
Do you think she was sickly, or you think they did an unexpected surgery on her and it didn't go well?
She went. She wasn't feeling good, so she went to the hospital. I don't think she was letting people know. I don't think she was letting people know what was really going on with her. I feel like there was a sickness going on with her. I feel like something in the blood.
Oh, okay.
I feel like something in her blood with her. But the passing, I want to say that it was from some kind of treatment that she had. Because I feel like the treatment that she... I feel like it's not intentional or anything like that. I just feel like the treatment was too much for her body. Was she a frail little thing?
No. You know, the last time I seen her, she was looking frail. And she's always been a plump lady, you know, short, about 5'1", 5'2",
yeah.
She's a twin. Yeah, but she, yeah. And
yeah, she just appears frail to me. She's the way she's presenting, like I was frail. I would, you know. And she said she couldn't handle it. So I think whatever it was just kind of too much for her.
Okay.
Too much for her body.
How old was she, Stacey? How old was she?
I think between 72 and 75.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah. And sometimes,
anything.
You know, I didn't realize she was that older. But, yeah, you know, sometimes that will happen, I think. I think she was tired, too. She says to me, I was tired.
And you know, she told me that the last time I did see her, she said true. She told me the last time she predicted my reading, she gave, so I always take her advice, you know. And she said, you know, I'm getting tired of doing this book. And I said, really? She said, no, mind you. She said, I'm just tired of the whole thing. She said, I've been doing it for such a long time. She said, I might just stay home or find something else to do. She said, I don't enjoy getting up like I used to come here, you know. So I don't enjoy it anymore. And she would come from Tuesday to Saturday. And she had a big clientele. So, wow.
Yeah.
All right. So,
I think she had been sick for a little while and wasn't really letting on to people what was going on.
Okay.
But she did that. She's saying that she did that out of love, though. She says she did what she did out of love. Because she knew people would be very worried about her, and she didn't want people worried about her. Because she said, I knew people's card ache. Yeah, she said she knew people's card ache, so she didn't want people to be worried about her.
Right.
That's true, because,
sounds like a wonderful woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And then the last few months, she was there, but she's only working Friday and Saturday, you know. So,
It was getting too much for her. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Sounds like she was declining.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Stacey, for calling in. We appreciate it. And if you want to follow Michelle, she does free readings on Facebook, and you could get her at Michelle Wilkins Palmieri on Facebook. But she also has a book out, Voices of Angels, Messages from Loved Ones in Heaven. And you can email her at healingmedium1@gmail.com.
Oh, I thank you so much. Well, then you can tell me what you had to tell me when I on Facebook, okay, Michelle?
okay, thank you.
Okay,
all
bye-bye.
Right. Thank you, Stacey.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay,
bye. Okay, bye-bye. All right, honey. It's getting late, so let's take another one, okay, real quick.
Take
all right.
One? Okay.
Yeah, sure. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri. How are you today?
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good. How are you? Who's this?
Good, thank you. My name is Giselle.
Hi, Giselle.
Hi, Giselle.
Hi there. My husband passed away about a year ago. And
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much. and I started seeing someone who is very special from high school, and we just broke up today because, yes, he had a bad experience in his marriage, and he doesn't ever want to remarry. And I don't even know if I ever want to remarry, but I do want to be with someone who keeps an open mind, and I want to be that special girl to him that maybe down the road I might want to get married, and I want to know that I'm with someone who loves me enough to want to marry me. But he says he loves me, but yet he doesn't want to ever marry. He shut the door on marriage because of the bad experience. So it's very hard for me to be with someone after being with someone for 35 years, to be with someone who tells me he loves me, but yet not enough to marry me. So I don't know if I'm just being stupid or do you see me with him?
So I don't think you've seen the last of him because I do believe he loves you. I think, you know, no, you're not being stupid. I understand where you're coming from.
I just don't know I'm worthy enough for him to feel enough for me to marry
me. It has nothing to do with you being worthy enough, though. I think it has to do, you said it yourself, he came from a bad situation. So he has a lot of fear. And so when we have fear, we put walls up. We do things maybe we wouldn't normally do. We push people away.
It makes me feel indifferent. But it makes me feel like I'm not enough.
Yeah, I understand that. But I guess what I'm trying to say is give you some insight to what he's feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of absorb that and realize that it's not you. Because I feel like you're really taking this personal and taking it to level of there's something wrong with me. Why am I not enough? Why, you know, and
that's
it's
how
not
I feel.
That you're not enough.
When you're with somebody for so long and that person loved you enough, 5 weeks we dated and he loved me enough to give me that engagement ring and get married a year later, he loved me enough. Where this one had a bad experience and I feel like he doesn't love me enough to ever do that. So I feel like I'm wasting his time and I'm wasting mine.
And wasting your time. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and at 59, I don't have much time to waste. You know what I mean? So I feel as though maybe he wasn't the person for me. So, and maybe I wasn't the person for him. And I want him to love somebody enough to want that. And I feel that maybe I wasn't it, but yet he'll say, I love you. And I don't want to be with anybody else, but it makes me feel like I'm not enough.
He does love you and he does care. I just think that I think he's in a place where he knows what he wants or doesn't want, I should say. And I think there's a lot of people this age who, you know, I don't want to say have given up, but just there's so many complications we bring to relationships, you know, financial considerations, you know, social security considerations, all these different considerations I know women, we tend to think, you know, why should any of that matter? We, you know, the romantic side of us, it's like, none of that should matter. If they love me, none of this will matter.
Right.
I don't even know if
I ever wanted to marry again. I just wanted to know that I was enough to want to be with me that way. And when he said no, I felt, okay, then I'm not the girl for you. But yet,
he didn't say he didn't love you enough. Did he say he didn't love you enough, or he just said, I don't want to get married?
I don't want to get married.
So he never said that you weren't enough.
Right. But it makes me feel like I'm not enough.
And that's coming from you.
Yeah.
That's coming from you.
Yeah. I'm used to being married. I'm used to being loved. I'm used to all that. And that
at least, you know what, this may have come into your life to prove that you can love again and that there is somebody down the line.
And I never thought I could. I never thought I could. And he was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But he took the sail out of me when he said he wouldn't even though I might not ever have wanted to remarry, I just felt like he took the sail out of me when he said, I'll never marry anyone.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that, how do I say this? Do you think that pulling the plug on the relationship is worth it?
I know I'm going to miss him. I love him, but I feel like he doesn't love me enough, and I'm not that girl that he loves enough to marry. I guess I might be stupid because I thought he was very special, and he is very special. He's a wonderful person, but I guess he has that trauma, marriage trauma, and I don't think you never think you'll ever. I just want him to not close that door to marriage, but he closed it, and it made me feel like, oh, wow, I can't believe he won't even consider. You know, one day he said, no, absolutely not, it'll never happen. And he was like, okay, I must not be that girl for you. So I was just wondering if you see anything for us or for maybe there's someone else. Who knows?
Well, I don't think that, again, I said this earlier, I don't think you've heard the last of him. I don't know if, you're going to be able to change his mind because I feel like he's pretty well set in his intentions on what he wants and what he doesn't want.
Right.
You know, you are the only one that knows whether it's worth it to close that door completely or not, right? But if you keep that door open, if you keep that connection with him, keep it because you can accept things the way they are, not because you're going to, don't try and change his mind. Don't try,
I wouldn't.
You have to be able to accept it for where it is. And you know, who knows? He might change his mind. I don't know. I don't think at this point. I think it would be a very long time before he changed his mind.
Okay.
But I think too, you need. I keep hearing get on the page. I feel like you need to get somebody who's on the same page as you, right? Was this something? I don't know who this person is that keeps saying this to me. It's a gentleman that keeps asking me. They keep saying this is a conversation that should be had early on.
That I had the same conversation earlier?
That's a conversation to have early on in the relationship before things get too deep.
We did have the conversation, and he was very blunt about it, and from the very beginning he said, I'll never remarry, and I understood it, and we continued the relationship, but then we had been at a 60th birthday party of his best friend, and somebody approached him and said, oh, will you ever marry again? And he said, absolutely not. And it made me feel like such a way, like I was wasting my time on someone.
Right.
I felt like I was not that girl for him, you know?
He didn't say it to you. He said it to the friend.
No.
You happened to hear it.
And,
right.
Yeah, we were sitting at the table, and the girl was at the table, and she said, oh, will you ever remarry? And he said, absolutely not. So it made me feel a certain kind of way, like, wow, he doesn't love me enough to ever want to. So if you're with someone and you love them enough, even though you were in a bad relationship, in a bad marriage, sometimes you just leave that door open and just say, not right now. Or he adamantly said, I will never remarry. So it made me feel a certain kind of way. He did tell me from the beginning. But to hear it like that, so bluntly at a table that he was talking to a friend of his, it just hurt.
Yeah.
So I have to just accept it or not accept it, you know? But I felt bad about it. So
I'm sorry that you had to have it, had to hear it that way.
Thank you. I just didn't know if you see me with him.
I don't, how do I say this? I I don't think, again, that you've heard the last from him. He will be back. He will be in contact with you. It's mm-hmm. how you want to deal with it that matters. You,
right.
Again, are you going to accept the relationship for what it is, knowing
right.
that he may never want to get married?
Right.
You know, you know that.
Right.
I'm not going to, you know, I can't tell you what you want.
Yeah. okay.
But I do know that I do know you have not heard the last of him, but I think that you need in your mind to figure out what you are willing to settle for or not settle for.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because you're used to being married and he's used to not being
right.
married. It's been many,
That's
many
right.
years
right.
since he hasn't
That's
been
right.
married, and it's been many, many years
right.
since you have, so.
Right. Yes.
You know,
and if that's what you want, then, you
yeah.
know, you need to find the person that says, you know, yeah, I want to get married eventually someday, or I hope
right.
to get married someday.
Right.
Right.
To me, I had somebody tell me once that, you know, when somebody tells you something the first time, you have to believe them. So if somebody tells you, hey, I don't want to get married, we have to believe them.
Right. Mm. That's true. But when he reiterated
yeah.
it at a table in front of 10 people, I felt really like, wow, this is really real, you know. He really
yeah.
is adamant about it. But thank you,
yeah.
Michelle, for your time.
But I just don't want you to take it so personal.
Yeah.
Don't take it so personal.
I did. I
because
took it really personally.
You are worth it.
It hurt me.
And it has nothing to do with your worth. It has to just do with his fear.
Thank you, Michelle. You're wonderful.
Yeah.
You're welcome, hon.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Jojo,
all right,
thank
kiddo.
You.
Hang
thank
in there,
you.
Okay? All
thank
right.
You.
We'll talk
Appreciate
soon.
It.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Matt.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You know?
I know.
What do you do?
I know.
What do you do? All right. It's getting late. I got two more. You want to do two more and that's it?
Sure.
All right. Let's see who we got. This person ends in 4003. Let's see who we got on the line here. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri. What's your name?
It's Renee, Michelle. How are you?
Hey, Renee.
Hi, Renee.
I think
How
that
you?
Lady was more embarrassed than anything. The lady you were just talking to?
Yeah.
When he said it at the table?
Yeah, I can only imagine.
You know what
so
I mean? Sad. Like, her feelings got really hurt.
Right.
Yeah,
well, like I said, she's so used to being married, and who knows how long he's been divorced or whatever, and, you know, who knows? He likes not being married. She loves being married. So what do you do?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And then to say it in front of you, in front of friends, I get it. Yeah, horrible.
Yeah, it's oof. That
anyway.
Puts her heart out, threw it on the ground, and stepped on it.
Oh, God, yeah. Anyway, so what can Michelle do for you today, young lady?
I don't know. Michelle, what are you feeling about me today?
Oh, let me see. Oh, my goodness. I keep hearing that you need to trust the process. So what's going on with you? Because I'm getting that you need to trust the process, that it's working out the way it's supposed to be.
I don't know.
It's that you have a lot to look forward to.
Really?
Let's see. Who's the male coming through for you? This doesn't feel like dad, though.
Is it my son, or is it my man that passed away a year ago?
Oh, this must be your man. It's not your son for sure. This is definitely like somebody who is like romantic with you.
Okay.
Okay. Reminding you, though, that the decisions you're trying to make right now, they're going to be impacting you for a while. So make sure that you know what you're choosing.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah. So, and I want to say this in a way. I want to say this in a way that doesn't sound bad, but they keep saying, "Remember the decision's yours," and then that you can't blame anybody for the outcome. And that's
okay.
not saying that that's something you would do, but they're just saying you know, you're the one that has to make it work, whatever it is that you the decision you need to make. You have to make that work.
I don't even know what the decision is.
I feel like this has something to do with moving. Are you moving or thinking of moving?
I've been thinking of moving, yes. I wanted to buy a house, but I was depending on my brother, and he's moving very slow.
Okay. So I think that's probably what they're trying to say then, that, you know, remember that, so actually that makes sense, right? So if you make this decision, this is going to impact you for a while, right? So choose carefully. Make sure you know what you're getting yourself into, because it's going to require you to make a commitment to make it work. So are you moving in with your brother?
Well, my brother and I and my mother, we all live together. And we rent a house. So the thing was, my brother was supposed to finish fixing up his credit, and we were going to put the house in his name, but we were going to buy a two-family house where we could have another income coming in. But
yeah.
My brother and I don't get along real well all the time either, so.
Well, that doesn't sound like a good idea then, to buy a house. Sorry.
But you know what? I'm stuck with them anyway.
Yeah. No, I hear what
you're
saying.
What am I going to do with them? You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to leave my mother, and my mother's not going to leave my brother. And, you know, I mean,
and again, I want to go back to what he said. Just think about what you're doing, because it's going to require, right? It's going to require a commitment from you. And I think that's what he's trying to say. Not that, you know, it's a bad idea. Just make sure that you know what you're getting into and the commitment, because, right, when you guys are in a house together and there's joint ownership, you're not going to be able to just get up and walk away.
Right.
You're going to be tied to him.
Yeah. He knows I can't stand him, so that's probably why.
So that's why he's telling. He just wants you to be a little extra careful. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, probably live a miserable life, right?
he just wants you to know that.
He should have never died on me. Him and I were supposed to buy a house together.
Aww.
So tell him I blame him.
Yeah.
But hon, also your dad has passed?
Yeah.
Okay.
31 years ago.
Wow. Okay. But he says that he's around you, and he says you know this. I get the smell of smoke. Was he a smoker?
Yeah.
Okay. He talks about loving you, and he talks about loving his family still. He also talks about he talks about your brother too, and he says this is a lot for you. He says it's important that you're okay, and he said that you're not responsible for anyone else's behavior.
He told me that 25 years ago, no, 31 years ago.
Wow. Well, he's telling you again.
Yeah.
He told me to run. He did.
Wow.
He told me to run away from them.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. My daddy.
Well, he loves you very much, just so you know. And it seems like he, you know, from what he says, it seems like he knows what's going on, and he's trying to guide you still.
Yeah, because it would
probably have another
be
question?
All on me. It would probably be all on me if I did move. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because everything here is all on me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right, who's to say what's to change, right, when you get the other house, except now you'll have another apartment to take care of, or another tenant to take care of.
Hmm. Right. That's true. So, what is the suggestion I should do for myself?
Strengthening yourself and not depending on... You know, and this is your what was your boyfriend's name or husband's name?
Raymond.
The man who passed a year ago?
Yeah, Raymond.
Okay. But he wants you to be stronger in yourself, though, because he says, I don't want you to have to depend on him. And I think, too, you know, what he's saying by that is that, you know, it's okay if you want to do this, but just make sure you're strong enough so that if he turns around and bails on you or somebody bails on you or something happens or, God forbid, he gets sick, right, and it falls on you, that you're able to take care of it. Because he keeps saying he doesn't want you in that position of needing your brother, right? You don't want to have to need him so that if something goes wrong with him, you're stuck.
Right. Hmm. So maybe I should just fix my own stuff up.
Get yourself together. Get yourself. Yeah. I think that's what he's trying to say. Or
wow.
If you go or if you go forward with this plan, be careful.
Right. Wow.
Well, you're young. You've got time.
My son has nothing to say to me.
Your son?
Yes.
Okay. What is your son's name? I know we spoke beforehand,
Joseph.
But I don't Joseph.
Okay.
You have to understand, and this is for everybody to know too, that when I do a reading, the information is not coming from me. So typically, I will forget almost immediately what we spoke about. So okay. He's saying you have to make the choice that's best for you. Where is it that you're feeling trapped, though? He keeps saying you feel, Mom, you're feeling trapped between, you know, what you think you should do and what you really want to do. But trusting yourself and trusting that your intuition is going to bring you to the right decision. He says you know what's right for you. And I found this statement right here pretty telling when he says to me, Mom, this is something that requires you to look out for your own needs. And I don't think you do that often enough, so I think that's why he's pointing that out.
Yes, that's so
true. You need
true.
To look out for your own needs. I just, when he said that, I just felt my heart drop, like, okay, that's what she needs to do.
Yeah, most definitely.
So
I'm always worried about everybody else.
Yeah, so whatever your decision is, hon, make sure that, like he's saying, make sure that you look out for yourself.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Renee.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you, JoJo.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you. See you next month, hopefully. You call next month. Michelle will be back.
Of course. I love Michelle.
And don't forget to follow her on Facebook. You get free readings on Fridays or Sundays, I believe. It depends on what day she does, but you'd have to be on a friend of Facebook to get those free readings. And don't forget her book, Voices of Angels, Messages. And you can email her at healingmedium1@gmail.com, and her number is 860-834-3559. So that's for all you folks out there. Friend her on Facebook. Get those free readings because they don't come very often, free readings, folks. Michelle is wonderful that she does this.
Yes, she sure is.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for calling, Renee. We're going to take one more call, and we're going to end the show for tonight, and we'll see you back next month, hopefully.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We'll take one more, Michelle.
Sure.
All right. This is 4757. Hold on. They're connecting. Hi. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Michelle Palmieri. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hey, Christiana.
Hi. I actually have a question about a dream I had. Can you help me with that?
Sure.
Okay, so I wrote
it cut
down.
Out. I didn't hear.
We're gonna do a dream analysis, I think.
Yeah. So I wrote it down and I said I had a dream about the goddess. She's called the Morrigan. And
sorry,
in a part,
I didn't hear that.
She's called the Morrigan. She's a Celtic goddess. And in a part of the dream, she put her hand up, palm facing me, and I placed my hand on hers. And then we were, like, face-to-face, kind of, like, staring at each other. And I believe she shared a message with me. I can't remember what it was. And could you shed some light on that?
Okay, so I'm sorry. The first part cut out. Who was it that you were dreaming of?
She's a goddess called the Morrigan, with M-O-R-R-I-G-A-N, the Morrigan.
I didn't, for some reason it was cutting out like that. And so, and just so I'm sure of this, her palm was like as if in front of your face, or palms up as in they were turned up?
It was her left palm, and I had my hand on hers, and we were face to face, like
very close face to face. And you don't remember what she said?
Michelle, I've looked her up. It's the Morrigan, and the Morrigan is mainly associated with war and fate and is often interpreted as a war goddess.
Okay.
The ancient Irish goddess.
Yes.
Are you still there? Oh, no.
Yes.
It sounded like she... Oh, I thought you... Okay. Or great queen, right? So with war, fate, especially foretelling doom, death, or victory in battle. Is that the same one, Morrigan?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right. What I was trying to understand was the hand gesture, right? The hand gesture, the way the hands were. Hands up, hands face down, left hand. Left is... receiving, I believe, right? Left side? Receiving? Okay, sorry, I'm talking to myself. I do that a lot. Okay, so insight. I don't feel... Well, let me ask you one other question before I answer, though. When you woke up from that dream, how did you feel?
I felt like she had my back, kind of. Like she was there to help me through things and to defend me when I needed it.
Okay, so there was no fear? You didn't feel anxious when you woke up?
No.
Nothing like that? So you more or less felt she was there to protect you, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I think, too, the fact that she was, with the hands, she was trying to give you something. She was trying to give you something. So I think she was trying to give you some kind of wisdom about something that you were going through. So are you going through something right now where you're feeling like there's a battle of some sort? Whether emotionally or...
Yeah, I am. I would say it's probably...
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
What?